my garage. I don't have any windows or a door, really. It's just a garage door. That's it. And so I can't run the propane heater that much. So I run it for, you know, about half an hour, hour max. And then I crack the door open so I get some fresh air in there, but, you know, so I'm not sitting there, you know, with all the propane heater in there with all that. But, I don't know, this weekend I'm not gonna, might look at what I need to do to get it, get everything moved down to the basement. I'm gonna need another desk, I know that. But yeah, we'll see. It wouldn't actually be shorter. It'll be a shorter run of coax if I go down. I can go straight down my roof, down the side of my house, and I'll just have to probably drill a hole to get into the basement. Maybe I'll look. I don't know. Maybe I'll look at like a junction box or something, so it's all nice and weathered, and then I can run shorter coax then even. You know, I have a connector, and then I'm going to have to put a grounding or lightning stuff in for if that's a copper pole sitting up there. I don't think that'll be too good without protection for lightning.
I can't remember now what I paid. It was $10 or less for an 8-foot ground rod over at Menards. And it was a piece of cake driving